question or not. The Maharshal says yes. Why? Because there are no Tfanas Makaros. It doesn't have much impact on the solid piece of food. The Ramah says no, because he holds that the cold walls do have an impact. Fine, that's the Machlokas between the Ramah and the Maharshal. Fine. The Vilna Gaon, in the case of Kut Yuzayin and Yoredeya, as well as the Shmishmas Adam, poses the kids to bring the riots of the Maharshal. Those of you, unless you know this famous Gemara, Dogim Sha'alu Bakara Mutal Ochla Bakutach, the person takes fish from a fleshing a pot, puts it down on a dish. Let's make it even better. Takes fish from a parma pot, puts it down on a fleshiger plate, kara, you can then put butter on. And the poop back and forth, not let's make it even better. Takes fish from a parma pot, puts it down on a fleshiger plate, kara, you can then put butter on. And the poop back and forth, not by not, and this and that, and in the hair. You see, they want it clearly. Says the Maharshal, that there could be absorption into this fish from the plate. The plate's simply shiny. How can there be any absorption whatsoever? Says the Maharshal, you see from here that Dabur Gush is beautifully reassured. I can repeat. If I take a piece of fish from a parma pot and I put it down in the flesh, you could plate. There's a potential of fleshix in that fish. How? So Klisheni. Terence says that Davagush is always given the status of a Klisheni. Ad kan divrei omar shal. Then through Al-Mol, there is Aki Moshe, and Simon Kufay and Yoredeya. Bunk! It's not true. If you have a piece of fish, or any other thing, any other style for that matter, and you put it down into a Klisheni, it's dinu Klisheni. There can be no bliya henceforth. Nothing. Hi, the Gemara. No, you got it all wrong. The Gemara is a bliya at the moment of contact. Klisheni and a mavashel is when after it's in the klisheni. At the moment of contact, it's comparable to what? Rabosai. Your one word answer to what? Iroi. Correct. Irui. We always view irui in terms of liquids, but it is the equivalent of irui. You're taking the piece of fish and you're taking it with a fork and you're putting it down in the flesh of a plate. That's not klisheni, that's irui. Had it been klisheni, would be ain't of a vashel, and ain't of a vliya. But it's the equivalent of irui, and therefore it's the vashel of a vliya. So writes the Ramah. So writes the Ramah. Gavaldik. Gavaldik. No. So, here's a question. This Iwi looks sound like Dipsa Kakilua. There's no Kedai. We discussed yesterday at length. Yushiru. Nifsak means there's no connection between the top and the bottom, correct? What's the din of Dipsa Kakilua? Mahadin. Is there, leave out Bishop for the moment. Is there Bliya or is there no Bliya? Yes or no? It's about focus. The Shach says yes, it could be a klipa worth of bliya by Irish Nifsak, and the Chazanish says no. What are they fighting about? Chazanish points out Yerodeya Sivin Tes Sivkot A, Shat the Gemara Psochem Ayin Mov. There the Gemara has Notaf, they wrote to all Acheres, talks there about a klipa's worth of bliya. No. So the Shach assumes it's referring to a case of what? Of Nifsak Akilua, and it's still considered to be. Considered to be a bliya. And the Chazanish says no. It's lo nisar kilua. That's what is a bliya. That's why I understand what he's saying. I thought he said he meant like the Matthew Yonison, only called the Rab, who was the law of Gav. In the words of the Chazan, I think not that way. It's law of the Zerach Yilu. I offer the person in Zvachim, that proves like a mark, Zvachim, that there is a Bliya. Sure. Because they hold, before it's there, that he was the master of the family of Bakula. So he was Bakula. Where does the Gemara of Pesachim says only correctly? What's the answer? Nifsak. But since we all think you're a day and you're a day, that even he was Shalom Nifsak is only a correctly. So the Gemara of Pesachim says he was Shalom Nifsak. But some of the kids Shach has an issue. He was Shalom Nifsak. They have Leah Klee 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 Shach says yes. Has an issue says no. Now I'm in trouble. We're saying over here now, what's the Ramos saying? If I have a piece of solid fish, I take it with a fork and I put it down the plate. I said, Iwi, and that's what there exists, a belief, clearly, but Gaval, it's a Nifsaka Kilua. If you hold like a Chazonish, that's a Nifsaka Kilua, there's no belief whatsoever. The Chol Ramos Teres is Shver. And the Mashmitim and the Mashal is right. Are we going to be forced to say that Mashal is right if you hold like a Chazonish? Said Chazonish himself, no. You're not forced into this. But there's a difference between solids and liquids. Solids remain intact. Liquids are, to quote the felicitous word of the Chazon Ish, mispazer. They spread out. When liquid goes and it's not connected to the original pot, it just, like a spritz, you know, goes so many different directions. Therefore, it loses its power. Irish nifsik of a liquid is not roughly anything, but Irish nifsik of solid, it has an impact on the correct klipa. And this svar can exist even if you go against the Marshal. The Marshal went further than that. The Marshal said that because it's solid, it doesn't assume the shape of the kli, it's either a klipa, even when it's lying already in the klipa, and an hour later, it's still a klipa, it's either a klipa. That most posts can reject, many, Rambam rejects. But as far as while it's in the air and touching down for the first time on the plane, then Chazon Ish claims, even though the argument the Mashal can conceive, that it has the status of the equivalent of Irish alone Nifsak, and only if it's a liquid with its father, then it's considered Nifsak and has no impact at all on what it's about. Akan, Chazon Ish, Yoredeya, Sim and Tes, Sif Kotten. Hey. Okay. Now, the Nishmas Adam was a bunch of rice that are brought back and forth. We're not going to go into every last raya, but a little bit. Quotes in Simon Hay, Dova Gush, Lola Mavashel, Logan Avrov, you can't put garlic powder on your piece of meat, Kaval. Can you imagine that? You can't put the garlic powder on the meat because the meat is double gush. There's some people will be heartbroken by that pesach. Is our garlic powder pre-cooked? I'm not so sure. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's not pre-cooked. Is it? Who knows? Nope. Do the research. I'm not so sure. Oh, but the Minchas Yaakov, which we already quoted yesterday, brings a raya faker. The Gemara in Chul and Parakal Abbas was on there last year. The Gemara is so cliche-ny who ate the Chadavar Gush. We're talking about cheese and meat. So there's no Bishop Basa Bechal, ate the Chadavar Gush. Ella Akrofla, the Ainam of Asherak, my Vlio Omaflit, is the famous Shara, which was discussed yesterday, which is the Hiskimo Apostle of the Chavazaz. And Chavazaz not so posh, it'll be made out yesterday. You can be Yitzchak Siegel, tell you a shot from Chavazaz, you can figure it out. Not so posh. But I'll call upon him, the Poskim who says, the Nilchus Yaakov, he's read that, they have a big Araya, that it can't be Mavasha, but the Gavar and Chulin. You have meat and cheese, and they said, Moses Klisheni. So what had you out of this riot? Well, the Tosfos didn't have that girsa. And you have to look at the Sefer Maisrus. Okay. A riot that says not the Vashel, but the Rav of the Pirish Mishnah. It's a different shot. The kids are, these are riots that it's not the Vashel, which the Nishmasotim refutes. The Chayarim was dancing. The Chavis Das is dancing. Avad is not Mavash. It's only Mavliyah. That's exactly the Michas Yaakov. But he refused even those proofs. Now, Lemaisa. The Mishnah Brewer, we saw yesterday, it's a Kuf Kuf Yud Ches. It's Mahmoud HaKhatil at the Vavan Avram. But the evidence is Mekel. But the evidence is Mekel. But the Shara Tziyun, the Vavan Avram says the Mashal Svar applies even for Bishop, not just for Beliyah. Then the Mishara Tziyun and Kuf Mem Beis says, if I put some garlic on the piece of meat while it's flying through the air, it hasn't bound yet. It's not in a plate, it's in the air. And I sprinkle garlic, I can't wait, sprinkle garlic on top. That's us, even with the Eved. Even with the Eved, it's also. Why? Have a riot from the Ramah. Dog in the Shalom Bakara. Before it hits bottom, or at it's hitting bottom, everyone agrees that a solid thing is considered as a Kli Rishon. There's no dispute. And it's there for us to even be the heaven. I, the Rashbam, is making by what, Rabosai? That Eri itself is Kli Sheni. That's only by liquid. That's only when it's bottom. It could be only by liquids. Not when it's in the air. Perhaps. Okay. Now let's get to our. We're making a siyum, ladies and gentlemen. By going back to the very beginning. Remember to make a siyum and go back to the first gemara. It's a beautiful part of a siyum when you go back to our scope. The first gemara we learned when we came to camp. We're here. How long are we here? 2.5 weeks. By Hishalom. Time goes by so quickly. Okay. Lamed Chesed and Bay, the opening Gemara. What did Gemara say? He borrowed the last line on the Bay. Borrowed Gilgal Kaya, Gilgal Mai. You have an egg, right? Gilgal Mai. Gemara says, Gilgal Kaya Kratz. Afanaram Itanina, bring a riot from where? From cultural of the Chametz Shabbos, could be coolest infinite. That's the riot. We already mentioned on the first day exactly what the riot is. We're going to come back to it in a moment. Now, says the Mishmas Adam, V'chidav gora adavar gush in itzal gabi ha'esh, me'apkoat feitz al gabi sudrin, shuchum al gabi ayad ha'esh, the kaimlad is gilgil chayim. That's not this Gemara, a little later on. The Gemara is Gilgal Beit HaGav Sudrin. What does Sudrin mean? Sudrin means what? Handkerchief. You have a handkerchief. You heat the handkerchief where? Near the fire. And you put the egg on that handkerchief. You chayim. Gaval. So why should a piece of meat, which I've had meat, be any different? That's his right. The Malach. Frankly, Shvisas HaShabbos. Exhibit 13. Card of a gush. And it's a rabbi-esh. They have caused basic of a sudri. We pass it in the chai. Says the Shvisas HaShabbos. I'm 4 lines due south of Ayin Aleph. Which me hami, the mamai si raya me afkoz beitza the sudrin, the beitza yi mitvarim kale habishul biyoser, shem is bashelas habila betlishena betlishlishi, uki yi dekhoza b'chayada b'atmul kamei sof klal chom, the beitza yi b'chimam kalmas bashel. Kama beitza yosef lohotzi klal v'divri rashi, tafilo eno negara madura osur, v'ad rabba kol b'kol tuk negara madura, the rashi kuptel tek it talking about. Barmenday, Ein Shemraya Misudrin, Shiadula Maschile B'teva, even beginners in nature, high school students, He goes to the details. So there's Megula, the Avrakar is Paul Moore. The Avrakar will be Paul Moore on a piece of steak. That'll be Paul on a Kli. So Sud has more heat than a double Lushan Isla. So that was the Chaf. What's that? Chayam said, V'chi Gora, V'chi Gora, yes Gora. Yes Gora. Okay. The kids are... How did the Nishma Sodom, how did the Shvisa Shabbos know that Beit is the Kali Abishma? The Poshim Shah is that you learn Al Gemara that way. Al Gemara says, Apanan Nami Tanina. I'll prove to you that, Beit is the Kali Abishma and the concept of Abishma, the Kali Abishma exists. What's the proof? Kulius Hispinim. So the Gemara is comparing. Remember, I already forgot. It was the first day of Shia. Two Talmidim raised their hand, gave two different shots. But one of them was this: that Beit Din is a Kali Avishal. That's the proof of Kulis Hispinim. Well, that's Pashtus, how the Shvisas to Shabbos is saying. That's true. However, the Nishmas Adam clearly didn't learn this way.
What? Why is Kulis Hispinim right there?
It's the rise of the concept of Kalei Abishma. The Ran doesn't seem to learn like that way either. The Ran seems to be saying, no, a different verb. Gilgal Mai. This is a case what we call Toldo Sohur. Toldo Sohur. Not on the fire. Off to the side. Tana Mecha. As the Gemara proves that Tola Surah is also Chayav, how do you know? Kuyas Isminin, Hadachasan is doing Marmalachdan, and Hadachasan is also a kind of Tola Surah. Let's take a look at the Ran for a minute, see how you learn Pshat. For a minute. On the last one line, the fourth line of the page, Yisboilu, Mikas Yisboilu, Gilgal Shmai, Bistoldo Sohur, Bimecham Yisboilan, Yigichi of Chagas Olo, Maskina, the Gilgal Chai of Chagas Klar. Rat for foolish that way. But the Shaila is the Pasha, how I do the Rat. The Shaila is the Rechi of the Rat, that I told us or not. Rat says no. Says yes, there is. That's the Pasha of Shat in the Rat. Chadlish didn't like that shot. Simulun base is causing your test. Maybe it's only the Rabbana. No, especially there is no mucker for turning to the Rabbana. Rashi Kuflam Atesim and Beis, the Ramasal Vinosnif, it's clear that there's no chiv if you cook a peneg and cliche. Shvita Shabbos is stuck with that Rashi. But we're saying now, no, the Raya is not that Beit is Kali Avishma. The Raya told us over. So the Chai Adam, oh, that Beit is not Kali Avishma. So if it's not Kali Avishma, then Raya from Sudrin is a good Raya. Well, let's just say the science, Maschilim Beteva. The question of what's hotter, a piece of meat or a handkerchief. Okay. I want to end this discussion with one more final Lakuda. We spoke a little bit about Bishul Bechama. This is again, it's an Aflama test. We were wondering, how do you know that Bishul Bechama is in fact Pud? How do you know? Does it have a good source? Remember we mentioned that Rashi seems to say, Derek of Makaka, it's impossible. So they'll have a lot of Bechama, it's very, right? The fire is from geothermal heat or from sun heat or what? What's the difference? It's the weather of Gedaka and Akadaka. We thought microwaves should be Pudder. But why? And there's the Gemara in Pesachim Memal, a very important Gemara. The Gemara there says, just the same way as Mevashel Bechamah is part of the Shabbos, So too, Mevashel Korban Pesach v'chamed also potter. What's the potter say? Al toch l'mimenu na, uvashel v'vush v'mayim, kiyim tzliyesh. If you cook it in chamed, very potter. The same as by Shabbos. How do you know? Some say, shaloka darka the p'tur, the kolator. Not only by Shabbos. Shver of on a little bit. Others say that Shabbos is doing the Mishkan. So they get into trouble with what's called Pesach. The whole discussion. I believe the correct answer is one of two things. I found them both. One I found in the Sefer. Shabbos so cites the Shmoru. In his parish, his guest, Os Gimel, he says, Kimlu l'chada. No source. Akabala amasara. Sorry. Mesorah, that you need an H, that's it, finished. Don't look for any sources. And then I found something in the Sefer, the Siv Kayim. Beautiful piece of Siman Nun Hey about this. But, and he quotes the Yerushalmi in Shabbos, 7th Parak. But some suggest, one day a whole, that a Mavasha, a Chamed Tveria of Shabbos is higher, but Mavasha, a Chamed Tveria of Chamed Tveria is Pot. How can that be? So the answer is that the source of Patiyu from Bishul Kama Pesach Bir Chamed Tveria is the Pasuk itself. What's the Pasuk say? Vashel Belushel Bamayim Kiyem Sli Eish. The word Eish goes in the whole Pasuk, Yerushalmi says. It's Sli Eish and not Boshel Mavushl V'mayim Shayadei Ha'esh. Between the lines a little bit, but that's the verse. Sli'esh is the way you're supposed to eat it. And you're not supposed to eat it, Boshel Mavushl V'mayim and Hadamah Gerah, through the esh. So according to one day, in Yerushalmi, it's only a Gili with Kek Bekom and Pesach on the Kwan Shabbos. So Shabbos would be correct. According to the way we hold the Maskana, the Bar, the Babli, and Shabbos, and Shachar, and Malif, no. We derive Shabbos from Pesach, not the other way around. The Achronim said we derive Pesach from Shabbos either because of our Mishkan, doesn't make sense, or Kedaka, it's also a Shver of our backwards. We derive Shabbos from Pesach, and Pesach we derive from where? From the expression Uvashel Mavushel V'mayim Kihim Sli Eish. There it's a Kosev. And therefore it applies to both of a Kolev as well. Also Vashel Gedi, same thing. If you look in Rabbi Macholas Asuras, Perek Tes, Halacha Vav, the Magad Mishnah seems to say over there that it's a Shaila. I don't think so. I think it's a Vados, that the Vashel Vosel B'chol B'chamei Trey La Halacha is Pav. By Be'usha there's a Shaila, you look, because you're Shalom in the Dorim. By the Vushal, by the Chametz, by the Vados. Okay, that's just my postscript. We're now ready with Yad and Shmaya to tell a whole new story. Brand new Gemara, a whole new story. Anyone who got lost until now, for whatever reason, has an opportunity to get lost again. Or to find his way. We now start the beginning of the parish. Now, there were those Talmidim who told me they're not used to this, they want to learn straight. Gemara Rashi Tosfos, we showed them. Good, start now. I'm going to chop it up a little bit, make it easier for you. You want to swallow it whole? Fine. I don't know, I'm checking. We'll be learning straight from Lama Vavim and Beis all the way, two blocks, Lama Chesam and Beis. Alright, so if you want to learn straight, because okay, not the chance. Okay, we're starting on the suit. Says the Mishnah in that Lama Vavim and Beis. Kira Shezikua Bekasha Vitvava. Those them are there, Tafshil. The Gevus of Eitzim, Lo Yitin HaShigur, Lo Yitin HaShigur. Let's get a little bit of background. There are two different kinds of fuel in the olden days. One was straw, and one was wood. Straw has no coals. Wood, of course, we all know, has coals. There's a problem here in the Mishnah, the point to everybody in the world except for Rashi. The problem in our Mishnah, when it comes to what's called Shehiyah, give a little background. Shehiyah means leaving something on the fire for the four Shabbos. As opposed to Hachzara, to get to, which is put on the fire on Shabbos, back on the fire on Shabbos. Everyone agrees, the Ran says of a Furish, it's a consensus of almost everybody, that the Yisrof Shehiyah is Mishum Shema Yechatna V'Gacholah. We're afraid you're going to stoke the coals on Shabbos to make things heat up faster. That would be an Yisrof of what? Which Malacha is that? Mavir Havara. And to prevent you from doing so, there are certain restrictions imposed here in the mission. Shema Yechata V'Gecholah. Kash and Gevava. Straw has no Gecholah. Straw, once it burns up, there's nothing left. There are no coals for straw. Okay, that's the Pashup Shah from Mishnah. Who says on the first? Take a look at the Balamor, and then the Ram. Take a look just for a minute. See, Rashi is a little bit, usually we look at Rashi, but Rashi is the Yotze Dovin, Rashi the Shita Tziyon. Rashi ties into what we call Hatmana. We'll get to Hatmana later. That's sort of sitting up on out of it for a moment. In a different category. The Balamor, that's the other Vase, writes, right away bangs Rashi before you even start. They didn't say a word. Chilas kol davar atatzorach ladas shekol ha-mishnayis ha-shnuyus binyin hazeh kol ha-shmuas ha-mruas aleyem b'gemara ein behem shum atmona klal v'ein tam ha-shanu osim binyin zeh v'shum t'chomos v'pahal kol shepirish Rashi zah shein ha-tam hazeh omer ele b'dvarim she'ein tomnim behem v'kan ein da atmona בכל שנו מחמירים ועול שבו בין בטענה ובין בקירה בעניין הזה בעניין אלו משום זרה שמו יחד לבגחול black on white שמו יחד לבגחול. Now we can understand a little bit what the Mishnah tells us. עד שיגרוב או עד שייתן את האיפה. What does יגרוב mean? You pull out the coals. And what does ייתן את האיפה mean? You cover the coals with ashes, you know, dead ashes, dark, you know, cold ashes. How does that help? Says the Ran, end of the first paragraph. Umishimhaki kol shagora fakotum. Ike akera shemisalek dato milachos v'gacholim shari. Everything is fine. Shemi achata v'gacholim is the reason for the Mishnah. Right? And if you cover it or pull it away, it's a heker. You're not going to come to your Mechata V'Gecholim. Okay? This is clear. This is the last clear thing we're going to hear for a while. This is, except for Rashi, less than the Pope. We know why she is for it. We're going to be spending the lion's share of our time on Hachzor. This she comes up also, but most on Hachzor. Why is Hachzor prohibited? Well, we know the Balamor. We know, what's the Balamor say? What's his reason? Come on. I don't hear you. Shema Yechata V'Gachol. He said to pain to point out that all these Surim in the Mishnah, there are two Surim in our Mishnah, correct? Note and Mamzirin. So both Surim are going to Shema Yechata V'Gachol. This is the opinion of the Balamor. The Ran disagrees. The Ran says that Shema, that the reason it for Yisrof Hachzor is not Shema Yechata V'Gecholah. But rather, as it says in the very last line of this page, Tazav Levit, Yiborlu, Hailo Yitan Lo Yachzor, Bishum Shem, Hamavzir B'Shabbos, Nira kibivashel imeinu ktumo. Oh boy. Hear what he said? Nira kibivashel imeinu ktumo. Very nira kibivashel, which is the Ran's track. Major machlokas. Major machlokas. What about Rashi? Rashi say something? Rashi says, yes. Avalota. The Mishnah goes on. You only have the first two lines of the Mishnah. Okay? Beshame Omin. Kamen Avalot Tafshil, Besilam Achamen Vitafshil. Beshame Notam Avalot Machzirin, Besilam Machzirin. That's impossible. How can it be? How can the reason for Abzara be Nirek of Avash? Then what's the difference, he asks, if it's covered or uncovered? If it's Shemi Echazah Begacholim, you understand very well if you cover the fire, you made a hecker, you made a reminder, something which is recognizable instantly, so you're not going to make a mistake and stoke the coals. But if it's a question of Nirek of Avash, so what good is the covering it do? It looks like a... What's the Maram over here? End of the narrow line. I would be comical, Tamasha, the last narrow line. The comic of Tamasha Beis Hillel, Yeshu the Farish Elevi Tam Kitui, the Shane Grupa Loyazir, the Kashina the Kitui, Ava the Grupa Tumayar, the Legal of Ekshu Kitui. But it's impossible. The Chenasha Beis Lamed Tes, the Hazor and Ami Shayach Tam Kazera seem to be correct. That is correct. And therefore Rashi couldn't possibly have meant it. That's impossible. How can it be? How can the reason for Abzara be Nirek of Avash? Then what's the difference, he asks, if it's covered or uncovered? If it's Shemi Echazah Begacholim, you understand very well if you cover the fire, you made a hecker, you made a reminder, something which is recognizable instantly, so you're not going to make a mistake and stoke the coals. But if it's a question of Nirek of Avash, so what good is the covering it do? It looks like a... What's the Maram over here? End of the narrow line. I would become a Tamash of the last narrow line. Become a Tamash of Beis Hillel. He actually the Farish Elamitam Kitui. The Shane Grufa Loyazir, the Kashina the Kitui. I would the Grufa Kumayaz, the Legal of Extra Kitui. But it's impossible. The Chemash of the Toslam Tess, the Hazor and Amish Shaykh Tam Kazera seems correct. That is correct. And therefore Rashi couldn't possibly have meant it unless you maintain love of Syrian Bishabas. Oh, Bishabas is love of Syrian, so then you can say the reason of Nirat of Avashel. So they answer completely. The minute you're going to be matzah by Goro for custom, it makes it impossible, says the Marab of Lublin, to use the expression, to use the reason of Nirat of Avashel. Is he correct or incorrect? Why prove it? Because that's the Mishnah Berurah, before the Mishnah Berurah. Before the Mishnah Berurah. Prove that he's wrong. Duran! Duran's the Purish. Duran is the reason there is a Mavashal, she'ain a Grufa Ktumah. But if it's Grufa Ktumah, it's not there is a Mavashal. What can I do? I feel bad for the Maran. But it's against enough for the Maran the Purish. Maybe they were showing the whole life of Ktumah. I can't say no. Maybe that's why certain Rishon rejected the whole principle of Nirikim of Asha for this very reason. Because we passed it out. That must have been the guru for Ktum. It's very possible. But that, that the way he writes it is being inconceivable, that no one would ever say it, that's against the Ran. The Ran said. Okay. We have now just given our introduction to the new topic. Let's review the introduction for a minute and then go on. On both sides, there are two prohibitions. Shehiya and Akzara. Shehiya means you can't put food on the fire before Shabbos. Akzara means you can't return food to the fire on Shabbos. We're not discussing Bishul now. It's already Mavushal called Tzarka, we're assuming. Okay. Or Hacha Ben Rusoi, because those Rishonim will say that's enough. Ain't Bishul Hacha Bishul, right? Okay. The reason for Shehiya, except for Das Rashi, which is a Das Yochid. Why the Tashmona? Everybody else said the reason is Shemini has a bigger hope. It's still to call the Shabbos. With respect to Akzor, it's a major dispute. What's the reason for the prohibition? According to the Balamor, it's again Shemini Yechata. Toys Lamaches, Kodan Maram, is again Shemini Yechata. Maram is convinced that everyone has to agree with Shemini Yechata, if you all like Beis Hillel. But the Ran is before us, okay? The Rashi, the reason is, Nirik of Avashel. And somehow, Doron Bukhadim satisfies that, alleviates that problem as well. Okay, any questions? I want to ask a question. Can I have anything now? This is the introduction. Yes? Rashi is Mefurish, Nirik of Avashel. The Maram is impossible. But he thinks that Doron Bukhadim shouldn't take care of that problem. Go Nirik of Avashel. Says the Maran, Rashi said according to Beis Shana. Beis Shana holds Achzor is always going to be prohibited. So we're free to give the reason of Nirikim Levash. For the halacha, we paskin that there's some cases when Gorov and Kotab is supposed to buy Achzor. Must be we paskin to Shem Yechata. That's what the Maran says. It's incorrect. The Maran's against it. It's not incorrect. It's wisdom, but it's certainly against the Maran. Okay. Rabosai, are we all set? We're now going to shift into a little bit, I won't use the word high gear, but a little bit into some of the nafkaminas. It's going to come quickly, one after another, for these reasons. You have to know the introduction is clear. You all have it? Straight? Ready to go? Okay. A very strange phenomenon is found. Oh, just look at Mishnah Berurah if you want to look it up. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this as well. And we always have to keep our hands in one hand in the Mishnah Berurah. But it's very important. Simon Reish Nun Gimel. This is the Simon on this topic. Reish Nun Gimel. Mishnah Berurah. It's called Lava Zion. Says, require roof of tuba when kishabal achzira b'shabbes the mirzik and mevashel lemein gufa. He quotes the standard reason of mirzik and mevashel, and he says Rashi v'arat. Obviously, he didn't agree with the Maharam of Lublin, right? Because he quotes Rashi also on the same side. Who was safer Hayosher Rabbein Tam, Isa, and I have a copy here. It's on my file. So you want to look it up? Lekach be'inat rufa mishem dekshenot la min ha'esh pa'omim mishem etzaneneh k'tas v'chayshina n'shem yechadah v'gzeira v'chazara. So he doesn't quote the Baal Mor, he quotes Rabbein Tam. So again, it's Rashi and Rabbein Tam, same Nirik and Mevashel, and Balamor, what did you say? Rashi and Iran say Nirik and Mevashel, Rabbein Tam and the Balamor say Shemi Echadah. Okay. So both they ask the quote in here in the Mishnah Berurah and the Sharat here. I wanted to show you what's on. Now, it says in the Mishnah, the last words, Ubeisilalam Afmazir. Says Tosfos, the last Tosfos. Afilu Bishamas Mazirin, Kida Omar Bigamara. The Lashon Not the Nami Mashma, the Bishamas Mari. The Bechol Lav and Sarach, the Mistay Nolten. So far, so good. That's Pashup Shab. It's Aleph Beis. Havzaros on Shabbos. Ulaman, the Osar Lahachzir Zoktos, there's a Chiddush Nifla Venaira. Osar Afilu Bechol, the Beis Hillel. Kishe Eina Grufa. Ula Beis Shama Afilu Begrufa. The Dekara Begumara. Lama Chesel and Beis. The divrei ha'omer mamzirin afilu b'shabbes mashma the eager pluk davi b'chol. It's incredible. Goes against everything we've assumed all our lives. Hachzara we always assume is on Shabbos. Any questions before Shigamara back it up? No. Mamzir and Afilu b'Shabbes, obviously because the other time is hard for Shabbos. When's the time of Amzara? When must it be Friday? No. In the right hand margin, he says it's not a right. Miu Rashi, Pirish b'Gemara, Mamzir and Afilu b'Shabbes. Le Mochros, Denire de Ein Dato la Hachzir, Ubot lo Hatmana, Ava Belayla Ein Nirekein. That's the verb. Mamzir and Afilu b'Shabbes, but not only Friday night can you put it back. Not only can you put it back on Friday night, even put it back on Shabbos. Shabbos means Yom HaShabbos. We're only discussing Friday night and Shabbos, not Friday. Turn Friday night into Shabbos, not Friday by day. Friday by day is cold. It's nothing to do with Afzara. What are you talking about? This is Shita's Rashi apparently. Rabosai, I want you to tell me now, before we go any further, you, based on the present information, how we can suggest that Rashi is Lishitoso and Tos is Lishitoso. Stopping right now to give you a chance to win a pancake. Rashi Lishitoso and Tos Lishitoso. Yeah? Yeah? Because
maybe Rashi is
talking
about
Beishana.
That's
the reason why he's talking about it. Off by a little bit. Yeah? The reason for Rav Zohar is Nefzik and Mevashel, so
Nefzik and Mevashel and
Rav Shabbos. There is what? No Nefzik and Mevashel and Rav Shabbos according to Rashi, but right, according to Tosis, there's still a Chashash of Shemiyach
Tavid Yechol. Excellent. That's the whole truth. That's it. It's completely true. What's the reason for Akzara? If the reason for Akzara is Nirek and Mevashel, which is Rashi's interpretation, which is what the Rashi meant that really, like the Sharatian said, it's inconceivable, impossible to prohibit Akzara on Erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, I'm allowed to write a letter. I can drive a car. I can put on a light. So what do you mean Erev Shabbos? Like I could cook water. I can do whatever I want. How can you possibly Aser Achzara on Friday? It's ridiculous. And therefore, Rashi had to interpret that Afilu B'Shabbos in Shabbos by day, as opposed to Friday night. Friday day, forget it. Have to go. But Torah was L'shita Sam. We already saw that Torah is Nafla Matches. Says, the Shem Yechad HaBegacholim. What do we see? The Sharatin quoted it? We saw it. The Sharatin, I think, quoted it. Shem Yechad HaBegacholim, Rabbosai. Shem Yechad HaBegacholim, canon does exist, even on Friday. I mean, nothing we'll do it on Friday. It's what we call it Zera. Zera's Chazal. See, Merzik is very important to know this. We're staying away from Kholi Shabbos because we'll get too overwhelmed with it. We won't get anywhere. But the kids are Nimrods. There's the Chazal made two different kinds of prohibitions on Shabbos. They made Isurim the Rabbanon, straight. And they made Zeres the Rabbanon. A Zeres, don't do this because you may have to do that. An Isur the Rabbanon is, or something called a Malacha the Rabbanon, it's lacking one of the conditions, but we will, on a rabbinical level, we'll give it the status of that same Malacha. I'll give you a mashal. You've learned the Malacha of Dosh. Ein Dishala B'Gedulei Karka. You've learned that? This is the Poskim have expressed. The Shalom B'Gedulei Karka. It's also the Rabbanon, the Poskim say. Not a Zeir. It's a Malacha the Rabbanon. Nirek and Mevashel can be characterized as a Malacha the Rabbanon. It's not really cooking, because it's already Mevashel before Shabbos. A bishul like a bishul. Well, it looks like cooking. So the Rabbanon will call it cooking. Therefore, it can only be also on Shabbos. On Friday, you're allowed to cook. So certainly you, if you're allowed to cook with the rice, you're allowed to, cook with the Rabbanon. But there can be Xeris, which Chazal opposed, even though you didn't do anything on Shabbos. What do you do on Shabbos? You're sleeping the whole Shabbos. Nevertheless, you are in violation of the Xeris Chazal. Chazal said, don't you dare leave a pot on an open fire on Friday, because maybe on Shabbos you'll be Mechad the Big Acholim. So too, don't you dare return a pot to the fire just before Shabbos, lest you be Mechad the Big Acholim on Shabbos. Except, as we shall see, the Easter of Hafzara is more strict than the Easter of Shehiv. That's the whole sugya. There's going to be a case in which Shehi would have been butter and Hafzara is going to be awesome. But they're both working within the same general framework of Zeres Chazal Shem Yechad HaBegacholim. If it's a Zeres Shem Yechad HaBegacholim, it could exist on Friday, just as on Shabbos. Same as Shehi exists on Friday, so Hafzara also exists on Friday. So correct, well said. Rashi L'Shita So, and Tos L'Shita So. Correct. So, wait a second. So, where's the line between Shia and Hafzara? If it's called Hafzara on Friday, do I hear Thursday? Wednesday? When are they going to show up here? Truly. Wednesday, no? Thursday. Oh. Okay. Should be very secret, sir. But it's well known that there's a lot of food from Shabbat going away before, so you say that everything's going to be considered Hafzara. That's Tosis Kasha. Tosis says, another deal. Omadaka Rabbeinu Tam, who's come to Yitin Asher Yigrov, the Elo Yitin Lo Yavzi B'Shabbos, who, Eich Yigrov, for Yiklan B'Shabbos, you can't move the coals on Shabbos, it's Muksa, it's a question of Kibuy. How the Lameva Elim came to Gorav Bekota, which had happened before. Ela Bechol Nami Yosel Lavzi. In Toma Mashiru, Nosan Yisabeth, Lesser Rav Shabbos, the Eichon the Salka B'Ashkoma, Pshita the Shara the Haxi. Friday morning is about it, okay? Omeri, to be sure, shalom yuchlu la harticha mi bod yom, osu la hafzir. If it's so close to Shabbos that it can't boil before Shabbos, you cannot do achzor. In other words, so it's also on Erev Shabbos and on Shabbos. Oh no, Marie, look at this chat. The Batsina Lemeima, the bear of Shabbos, Nami also the half, the Afilim Osea, Misho Shem Hoya Kar, Moyochal Artiach Mabodyom. That's the Shalom. Does it depend upon this particular food? Can it boil up before Shabbos? Or does it have, you have to give enough time that any food, even a cold food, could have been heated up before Shabbos? The more strict time. How long does it take? Who knows, who's not cooked? How long did they get cold food to boil up before Shabbos? How long was that? No, we're talking about heating, we're not talking here about cooking. Heating. I'm saying water. 10 minutes it takes. How much water? So it depends on how much water you put on the fire. Okay. A kettle of water. How big is the kettle? Alright. You're not getting too far, too fast. Is there, if there's no standardized kettle? I don't know. 2-quart kettle, 3-quart kettle, I don't know. How long will it take? 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour? 10 minutes. 5 minutes?
5, 6, 7.
Okay. So good. So it's very good. I'll tell you why it's very good. If that's the case, it's really not much of a problem. Since we're not so exactly sure when Shabbos begins, we don't know exactly the minute. So we're not the malacha, let's say 10 minutes before Shabbos. I feel it now. The light is supposed to be off in the bunk 10 minutes before the Shabbos. So then, even if it's only going to take 10 minutes, then it's never going to be a problem. This issue of Hatzara called on Shabbos, because if you did it more than 10 minutes before, it's Mitzvah. After you shouldn't be doing it at all. Okay, so maybe it's not that much of a problem and then practice it. Maybe. Yeah? Left? Did I hear the words left? We're going to talk about that later. Let's leave that word out for the moment. Okay? But Rafi suggests that you threw in the word left. He didn't mean Rabbi Blef, the former Rabbi of Yamar Hashem. He meant the Blef as a piece of metal which is put on top of the fire in many traditional Jewish homes. This is the equivalent, according to our tradition, our minhag, of what we call what? Not Zara. Katuv. What's Katuv mean? Covered, right? Mechusa. So the blech is what covers the fire and makes it mechusa. Not everybody agrees to that, but that's what we assume. So we'll count to the blech as length. I give you my word, at great length, but not today. Yes. Even if it's hot, I assume that's optional, but even if it's hot, it would have been cold. Correct. Okay, Rabosa. Let's go on. The Ran, let's open to the Ran, please. Test what was it? Stop it, Ran. Thinks that this idea is ludicrous. Ludicrous. It says, thoughts are like Tosfos. It says, yes. I feel of the Shabbos in the Fanei B'chol. Aye, so by Shabbos, why is by Shabbos in Achim B'chol? Says Tosfos, it's so close to dark. It's going to take a while. It's called Achzara. Fine. Goes to the whole Tosfos. Because here's the key point. Because of the Tosfos, they don't say it explicitly, they're assuming it. The Midah Beis Shammai, that's the last one on the line. Dalet, Mem, Dalet, Beis Shin, whatever Rosh Hashanah. The Midah Beis Shammai, Asri Ki Agavna, Afilu B'Grufa. That's Beis Shammai, it's a very big macro, right? Now Mishnah, what does Beis Shammai say? Beis Shammai says, Lo Machzir, even by Grufa. Nishma Le Beis Hillel, Beshe Ein Grufa. Chosh who sabach l'chashena kol kach, osur. It's so close to dark, it's osur. Says the Rambam, v'lo nirali came. Should the Beisham el tamayu azli, the bo v'kulu malacha sh'odam masa v'bo yom. When we ask the biggest master shalem, call him shachashecha. There's the famous Beisham back in the first parak, you can't do malacha on Friday, which is going to continue with the Shabbos. Out of the base, hill of the matir and v'kulu mima shemesh, till sunset, he said, "Before the kama, I feel like shows beyond the chamav shari. I've had it. Shemachi amina the gemara the riyama machzir and I feel the b'shabbes. Mishum the lahar is some of the chashek alo istruchlu the beis hillel. It's obvious. The b'chol malachas cool and matir and mashemesh. You cook with the rice. You can't cook with the rabbanon. Elish of the chazara the shabbes gufeu the istruchlu la fluge." And okay, now with that feeling of Shana Guru from the world, yo, it's Shari. No, what do you say about that? The Ran the Shitasa. The Ran said that the Easter of Achzal Vishim Dirik and Mavashal, it's inconceivable to prohibit it on Friday. This makes no sense. Tosa's asking it because the Shitasa is a Shemi Chad the Begachal. That's Nafkamina number one between these two Shitas from both sides is Erev Shabbat. Can there conceivably be an Easter of Achzal or not? According to Shitas HaTosfos, yes. According to the Ran, no. How do we pass the halacha? Shulchan Aruch says nothing about it. Nothing that a word in Shulchan Aruch about this. The Mechaber implies that he holds like the Ran. Obviously, that's in fact what he says. There are more quotes with two opinions about it. There are more in Siman Reish and Gimel. Siv Beis says, yes, Amen. Kol shu samach lecha sheicha. Rabbis. Kol samach lebaruchu. Shukavol ha-shabas v'didan. Yemu samach kol kach shemitzana na'kdero yiev shal artichem b'bod yom. Yino kamosh kamo b'shabas atzmo. V'yesh mekilim v'aminik lahokel achtov lahakum v'mokva shen tzoro kol kach. This is a classical Rambam. What he sees in the Rambam? He's going with the mahalak of what? Shema yechata v'gacholim. Therefore, Tosis is chumra. Makes sense. You should keep it if you can. If not, so you can assume that even if it's Shema yechata v'gacholim, they only answered it on Shabbos, not on Erev Shabbos. The same there exists. Chad and Ishmael, if a monkey puts on the fire, have to take it off. Not an Easter of Maisa, of both sides. An Easter of Maisa, of an action of Malacha, is only on Shabbos. Losatz called Malacha, cannot be Erev Shabbos. And if you do it through a guy, it's a davar kal, shus to shus. An Easter of Itzera, don't do A, lest you come to do B, apply divin on Friday, Shiach, Zara, Shabbi, Chata. And it's not going to help that a guy does action A. I'll do action B. And when the Pots talk about this, can I have a Goyish band play at Sheva Brothers on Shabbos? Why can't you play music on Shabbos? Why not? Shemi Sakh play Shir. So somebody said, Shwut 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 Mitzvah. Come on. Shemi have a piano at the Sheva Brothers on Shabbos. We assume it's us. Why? Same reason. The Goy will play the piano when it breaks, I'll fix it. Whatever's a gzera is an alpha, they know who you are. You can't tell shus to shus. There's much more to be said about this. However, there are canoes who are actually waiting mincha in the bar. So please, those who have to go, and the rest will resume Seder. Until 1:30 we'll have the names of the